So we're wanting you to get the sense, we want you to feel it at the very core of you, that there is this source energy part of you that is expanded, that has set this earth into motion. In other words, everything that you see was once a thought that was thought upon longer until it became thought form, was thought upon longer until it became manifestation. Everything is that way, no exceptions. So here you are, even as you are sitting here in your physical beingness, and there are two vibrations that are pulsing within you. There's the vibration of what you are focused upon now and thinking about, and there's the vibration that is the greater part of you. We want you to, for a moment, focus upon that vibration which is the greater part of you and understand that law of attraction is responding to that vibrational essence of who you are as source energy predominantly. That's why we can unequivocally say to you that the stream of well-being is the only stream that flows. In other words, law of attraction is responding to that which you have become. Talk about the eternal process. Do you get that? The contrast that you're living is the stuff that puts the eternalness in eternity. Because without your contrasting experience, you wouldn't ask. And when you ask, source becomes it. And this growing body of source energy, genius beings that you are, that we all are, stands in that vibrational attitude, and law of attraction is responding to the sum total of that which we all have become through all of life. Do you know that life is not becoming less, it is becoming more? Do you know that this world is not becoming a worse place to live, it is becoming a better place to live? Do you know that in this expanding universe, it is always better? No matter what pocket or shadow you are standing in, it is always better. So law of attraction is responding to this powerful culmination of beingness that we are all a part of. Feel the power of that and feel the power of that stream. Can you feel it? And now ask yourself the simple question, what am I doing with my activation here in my physical body? As I'm focused upon the government or focused upon the economy or focused upon my checkbook or focused upon my body or focused upon my lover or focused upon the absence of my lover, focused upon the things I want, focused upon the things I don't want. What am I doing as I activate the vibration of my being because of the consciousness that I am focused upon as I'm regurgitating my beliefs or if I'm watching television or reading a book or going to a movie? What I'm focused upon has activated a vibration within me. And the question is, what is that relationship between that vibration that I'm activating right now by my deliberate or indeliberate thought? You're either thinking on purpose or you're thinking by default. Whatever I'm thinking about, does it mesh with the call of source, the call of source, the call of source, the call of source, or not? And the good news is you can tell right now whether you're going with it or not. You can tell every single time. So as you acknowledge that, oh, I get it. I am a split personality. There is who I really am, and that's the part that will always be dominant. Do you hear what we're saying to you? We're saying to you, friends, you might as well go ahead and be well, because that's what's natural to you. It's a lot easier to be well than to be sick. It's a lot easier to be clear-minded than to be confused. It's a lot easier to be prosperous than to be scraping by. It's a lot easier to be nice than ugly. It's a lot easier to be friendly than to be unfriendly. It's a lot easier to be in the flow of the source and the resources of the universe. Do you get that? And so you say, well, yeah. I can see that it could be to my advantage to line up with the well-being, to line up with God, to line up with good. But I got this problem over here. And we say, and when you focus upon it, feel what's happening. You're looking at the problem while Source is looking at the solution. You're looking at what's wrong while Source is looking at what's right. You're looking at what is while Source is looking at what's becoming. You're looking at what you don't want while Source is looking at what you do want. And in every moment of every day, you got that kind of thing going on within you. And so what we want this gathering to elicit from you and inspire from within you, we want this gathering to inspire the idea that there is a source within me that is loud and clear, that I hear better under some conditions than others, but I'm going to put my ear to the ground and I'm going to start leaning in the direction of that. And we want to say to you, as we stand there where that which you call source is, we want to say to you, never once have any of us felt the slightest bit of annoyance or impatience that you have not figured out.